Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Pressure checked, or maybe after I go through what I'm about to go through, we'll check my blood pressure. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen of the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Rich McFadden celebrating his birthday.
His birthday.
At
Happy
controls
birthday,
in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day. The guns used in the California shooting were bought legally. So what does that add to the story? More questions, not more laws.
How does somebody not know about this?
Oh, somebody did, actually. Rich, did I tell you this on the air?
No.
I'll tell it to you again. A report with a, it was a different radio station in Los Angeles, KNX 1070.
A new station
was out in, you know, just talking to people in Redlands, talking to the neighbors. And this one woman said that she lived next door to them. It was like an apartment condo complex kind of thing. And she would see these guys, four Middle Eastern men coming in every night, and they would stay up late, and they'd be, she could see them working on something through the windows. Hmm. And they would get lots of deliveries. She said lots of boxes, lots of shipments, but she was afraid because they were Middle Eastern that if she reported them, she would be considered a racist. And so she never said anything.
Great. Good for her. Congratulations.
See something, say something.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so
I'd rather apologize than
Well, then when you get the they start rumors and these guys come around and shoot you up after the fact. So there's a lot to be considered there. All right, in food news, some of the largest food manufacturers and grocers announcing an initiative to provide you with instantaneous access details, if you will, about thousands and thousands of products through your smartphone. What the hitch is here is what you're going to get for information is what they want you to have for information, not necessarily what the real story is with the food. So I bring you around to something that is going on in the U.S. Senate. And perhaps if you're really interested in your health and well-being, you'll do something about this. And I suppose the sort of the intermingling story here is that the Environmental Protection Agency has done something that's good for a change. You don't hear me say that very often about them because they don't do very much that's any good. But if you are interested in your food, the source of your food, how it's grown, how it's labeled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there is a new threat today on the right-to-know GMO front. Remember, the states want you, Vermont was the first state in the country to pass a law to inform you about genetically engineered foods. But Monsanto and their pals took the state of Vermont to court, and what they wanted to do has been thrown out by federal decree. So that now, because of this, you can't know whether your product that you're eating is GMO listed or not. Now, what has the EPA done that's good? They announced yesterday they are revoking the registration of Enlist Duo. Now, most of you have probably never heard of Enlist Duo, but me, being the farmer that I am, I know about Enlist Duo. So if you're worried about Roundup, Roundup is like ice cream in comparison to this stuff. This is so toxic. This is an herbicide that is so strong, it's basically Agent Orange. You know what Agent Orange is?
Yes.
What they used to kill most
chemical
of the
warfare.
Foliage in the Vietnam War. That's what this stuff is. It's Agent Orange. And they had approved, the EPA had approved Agent Orange last year to be used on genetically engineered crops so that they would withstand whatever the new kind of bugs are that have been brought about because of all of this stuff. They basically enhanced the bug population by using Roundup and this other stuff. Anyway, So the EPA yesterday were, well, a couple of weeks or a month or so ago, they went to court. The interested, the public interest groups challenged the EPA in court. So the EPA says it realized it made a mistake. So the combination of these chemicals is harmful, more so than initially believed. So they are taking Agent Orange off the market, in essence. So that the essence of what we've got here is, the reason, by the way, it was thrown out is because of herbicide drift. Do you know the, do you understand what that's all about? When the wind blows, like pollination, the reason people are worried about GMO corn is because the wind comes along, blows what's on the silk of the GMO corn into the next field of non-GMO corn, and then it all becomes compromised. So this may be worth celebrating or at least acknowledging, but as you think it through, or as you say, oh, this is pretty good, Monsanto and Dow and their big food allies are now working on a new plan to underhandedly approach the information that has heretofore been denied to Americans. You know, the Deny American the Right to Know Act is called the DARK Act. They pushed that through the House, but it is dead in the Senate. So now what they've come back with is a compromise, and that's why you need to get to the Senate, because the compromise would require GMO labels on food products, but only if they are hidden in the code. So you won't be able to read. This is how devious these bastards are. You won't be able to read. You won't be able to just pick up the jar or the can or whatever it is and look at it and say, okay, this is what it's got in it. You got to have a smartphone with you to decipher what's on the code. So if you don't have a smartphone, you won't know. But that's their accommodation to Monsanto and Dow and all of the other cronies that they have. They'll manage this by, they'll say, okay, well, we'll give you this. So if you don't have a smartphone app to read the code, you don't know what's in it. You won't have a clue. So you have until, I think, the 19th of this month. By the way, this is from the same group that just approved salmon that's genetically engineered, what I call a frankenfish. Same bunch that comes from a cousin of Monsanto. It's called GMO salmon.
That sounds delicious. Is that with the butter sauce? Or
the chutney sauce? Yeah.
These people are, I'm telling you, they're pretty smart, and they got a lot of money. And they're going to do what they can do to extend the value of their brand and do what the stockholders want them to do at your expense. So the only way to fight them is to kind of fight them the way, you know, maybe fight them the way they fight. Fight back on that same level, but it becomes very expensive. So you got to tell your senators to oppose this law, which is basically going to get in the way of what you know about the food that you buy. Did I explain it well? Is it understood by everybody?
I got it.
Yeah.
You got it? Yeah. You understand how insidious this is? How these people are able to work their way around? So if you call the Capitol switchboard, the number, by the way, is 202-224-3121 to urge your senators to oppose this bill that preempts state laws for labeling GMOs. If the states are allowed to do their own thing, pretty much everything will be okay, except in the states where Monsanto is headquartered and Dow is headquartered and, you know, these other outfits. I am reminded of what happened on this date in 1931, Richie, when the first of the big drug companies, Miles Laboratory, introduced Alka-Seltzer. It was thought of as a big deal, combining aspirin and sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda. And this was the first thing to really combat colds.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is.
What a relief. Hi, guys.
Hey, wow.
I wonder where that guy is now.
He's running the FDA. It's 44 past the hour. In a moment, Dr. Christian Conti, who is a professor at the University of Nevada, focusing as a counselor on people who have have rage, anger. How do we deal with our anger? Coming up next here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to feel more in control in spite of the uncertainty we face today? You can by seeing your life in 3D.
The first D is for discovery. It starts with you. What do you want your life to look like? What's most important to you? What are your strengths?
The second D is for design. Share your vision and values with the people closest to you. Find out what they expect of you at home and work. Look for common ground.
The third D is for develop. Start by testing an idea. See if it brings you closer to the life you really want. If it does, keep doing it. If not, try something else.
Keep testing until you're living life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Today on App Check, Gate Guru is a free day of travel app providing airport security wait times and locations of airport food. Needs a You Are Here feature. Gate Guru. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His gold shoes were as unforgettable as his four Olympic gold medals. He made history at the 96 Games by winning both the 200 and 400 meter races.
Michael Johnson is in front. They're in the home straight away. He's got it. World record Superman flies again.
So where is Michael Johnson now? Michael's Training Center in Dallas is an official training partner of the Cowboys, Stars, and FC Dallas. He's a motivational speaker, and he wrote a book called Gold Rush. In 2010, Michael was a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. And who can forget the commercials he did for Nike?
I was running in my Arizona Spiridons and heard this little girl say, "Mommy, why is that man all blurry? Why can't people see the real me?"
Because you're just too dang fast, Mike. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who's more critical, men or women? And do they always stay that way? Well, here's the biological science of it. Men tend to be more critical thinkers. They stick to the facts, just the facts, only the facts. On the other hand, women more freely express their emotions and concerns. That is, until they start to age. Then there's a switch. As men age, they become less analytical, less critical, and more emotional. That's why it's not unusual to see older men freely showing their emotions. As emotional women age, guess what? They become more critical. It's only around age 45 that both men and women are more alike in their thinking and emotional styles than at any other time in their life. What's the cheap psych trick? What goes round comes round. As you grow older, you may be the object of what you criticize. Let me know what you think. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
46 past the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Dr. Christian Conti with us, who is a certified psychologist, an author, a professional counselor. So let's dig into this, Dr. Conti, the circumstances at Planned Parenthood in Colorado. Everybody knows that story, that attack. And now we've got this next attack. We have these things going on way too often. People are angry about everything, some of the simplest things, the road rage, the shootings. Let's go back to this Robert Deere character. He was a really violent guy. So how do you get guns is what people are at. And when they find out what the story is with this guy, how do you get a gun? They're deeply disturbed people. And so how do they get guns?
Well, I mean, I think that is, that's probably a separate issue on the part that scares us, which is that they get the gun. They actually do get the gun. And this is a person who is so angry that he becomes singularly focused. So he's focused on one thing, and that is whatever he believes, thinks, or believes. And we're still getting more information about it in San Bernardino, but they are so angry that they can't see anything else but getting their form of justice.
Mm. Well, how do they get this angry, though? What goes on typically with the people who are this outraged?
usually what happens is people don't either get challenged or don't allow themselves to be challenged. So for you and me and for normal people going about their daily lives, we may come up with a thought or an idea and have that idea be challenged. And maybe we don't agree with that challenge at first, or maybe we stop and think about it. But for some people, they do not allow challenges to their belief systems.
Right. So
and
is
when
this,
they don't allow those
challenges. Is this a result of us not being in touch, the mental health system breaking down? Is it a result of more drug usage, too much sugar intake? I mean, you can laugh at all that stuff, but those things do rearrange the molecular structure of your body and your brain.
Well, there are so many contributing factors. I'm not sure we'll ever be able to isolate one particular factor, but sure, there are certainly lots of factors that contribute to it. I mean, one of the things that I talk about a lot is how video games desensitize people because we're constantly practicing violence.
Yeah.
And look, what we practice, we master.
Yeah.
And so we're going to constantly practice violence. We're going to get good at it. And we're going to say that it's okay. We're going to permit ourselves.
All right. So is this an educational process? The law allows these things to be sold. In fact, they're big Christmas. God bless us all. Christmas is supposed to be the time of peace on earth. And yet all these damn things are being sold all over the place. Hardly one who believes really in the message of Christmas would buy one of these things if they thought about it and give it to somebody as a Christmas present. But yet there's a lot of this stuff being sold.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, look, and people are afraid, and I can see how when you're afraid, you think, well, what can I do to protect myself? A lot of people say that. But then there are those people who are on the extreme, on the fringe, on the outside, and they are saying almost as if they need to get even with the world.
Yep, get even.
That the world has wronged them.
Yeah, right. Everybody's got a problem. Richie, what is it you say? Everybody's offended.
Everybody's
in some way, shape, or form, we got a problem with everything. And that's been sort of skillfully inculcated into our thinking by the news media, much as anything else, and the popular
Absolutely.
Media.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. When media plays up one side over the other and plays into people have a natural tendency to go from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
And so I think it's obviously, and it's a part of the system. I don't think it's anybody's fault, but I think media's natural job is to play up one side over the other.
Yeah.
And then that helps to create that divisiveness.
Bad education and not understanding how the brain works, plus the news media, what a Molotov cocktail. That is our
really
Dr.
Is.
Conte. Thank you for helping us understand more into how these people work. Dr. Christian Conte here on Good Day.